Hi guys, and we're back again so quick. Right off on Conversations with the Facade Nigeria, and we'll be talking about the Red Cross Our Day event from three cities in Lagos, from Abeokuta, from Lagos, and from Warri. Starting off with the event, the activities at Abeokuta, the celebration of the Red Cross Day came off successfully on Thursday, the 21st instant. The events of the day began with a series of sports in the grounds of the Abeokuta Grammar School in the morning at 9 o'clock. Among the notable persons present were Mr. Commissioner and Mrs. Sarah, the Reverend Father Cockard and the Father Paulison, Mr. H.J. Barwick, the agent of the Mercantile Houses at Ibarra, Mr. J.O. George, Reverend Ransom Kuti, Mr. and Mrs. Edun, Mr. J.B. Majako Dumi, and some others. Diosile and Agura were also present. Jalake was unavoidably absent. The sporting arrangement was on the whole a great success, but the number of the visitors was not up to expectation. This doubtless was due to the fact that it was the second day after the Great Bairam, when the Mohammedans make it a rule to distribute the meat of the slaughtered sheep to their friends, and the selected spot being a private ground. At 4 o'clock, there was football match at the race course between the European team and the grammar school boys team. The game was very keenly contested, which resulted in the European scoring 2-0. His Highness the Alake was present, and the number of attendants was much larger than at the sport. The day was also with a grand concert at Aker Court Hall in the evening. Doors opened at 7 o'clock and the performance began at 8 o'clock, and it was a full house. All the actors and singers gave a very good account of themselves. However, there was a gentleman who rendered the native song, which contained some words which did not savour much. I merely call attention to this in order that such a thing may be guarded against in future. On the whole, the concert turned out a great success. At the end of the performance, Mr. Sarr stepped up the stage and addressed a few words to the audience, and having thanked the committee in a few well-chosen words, called for 3 cheers, which was heartily responded to by the whole audience. And moving on to Red Cross Our Day from Lagos. Lagos is always filled with a lot of funfair. Thanks to the efforts of the born organizers and others who had organization thrust upon them, having worked unceasingly to make complete in every detail the arrangement for the 21st October, all that remained for us others to do was to enjoy our day and see it through to its foreordained success. By 7 o'clock in the morning, ladies were posted at all the points of vantage, busily selling badges. I know of one who sold no less than 300 of them between 8 o'clock and 11. So convinced was the man in the street that contributions whose receipt was a badge should be made to the Red Cross Fund by each and every one. Long before noon, anyone not in possession of a badge was regarded as a pariah. Over 40,000 badges were sold at prices varying from 3 pence to 2 and 3 shillings a piece. The sale of this number among a total population of under 60,000 requires no comment. By 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the race course was gaily decorated in readiness for the Gymkhana. Principal arches had been erected over the two main entrances. An old piebald pony, whose legs were too stiff to take any part in the racing, stood in the enclosure with a collecting box for small change round his neck. The grandstand was smothered in bunting. By this fine, spectators had begun to arrive in numbers, fearful that there would not even be standing room if delayed longer. Punctually at 4 p.m., His Honor the Governor's deputy arrived and the proceedings began. Space does not permit of a detailed description of each event, but one or two outstanding points may be mentioned. In the potato race, which really requires a great deal of skill, one of the competitors gave the impression that he thought he could do it on his back. In the chicken race, 3 of the fowls preferred the music to their partners and accordingly wandered into the enclosure where they dug themselves in, wow, resisting every attempt of the heated horsemen to dislodge them. This is hilarious. The pony races went to 2 of the best-known supporters of the local turf and gave Mr. Hannigan an opportunity of displaying his customary jockeyship. The schoolboys gave a good display in the pole jump, while the heats and final of the tug-of-war proved most exciting and evoked much enthusiasm. The decorated car event was one of the most interesting from a spectacular point of view. There was no question that the railway had been at the greatest pains to wake their can, the success of the day. She represented the victory so correctly rigged in every detail that there was a strong rain smack about her. Unfortunately, she ran on a sandbank near the rest house and failing to complete the course within the time limit, she was disqualified. The first prize went to Boss Pierce, the decoration of whose car evoked universal admiration. Next came Dr. Coggill's car, representing a portable camp bed with the director of the research institute as its occupant. On the top of the bar was poised a mosquito so enormous that to the layman's eye, it looked as if a machete would have been far better protection than the mosquito net. Time forbids further description of this event, and the excellence of all the devices equally forbids discrimination. At the conclusion of the program, the prizes were kindly distributed by Mrs. Oluwole, who from the start had worked indefatigably in the good cause. Throughout the afternoon, the sisters from the Lagos Hospital dispensed dainty teas and other refreshments at prices as moderate as the visitors cared to make them. Two booths decorated with flags and pompons were allotted to the hospital as, in quote, the Red Cross tea rooms, whose lawns were filled with small tables and comfortable chairs, while the Red Cross customs tempted the weary competition. Cool drinks appealed to the thirsty crowd, and the tea rooms were thronged from start to finish. The success of the venture may be measured by the fact that the sisters were able to hand over to the treasurer of the fund over £35. At 9 o'clock, a grand concert was held in the Glover Hall. Here again, it is impossible inadequately to describe each item or fairly to pick and choose from among them. No member of the audience nor of the performers themselves would wish to withhold a very special expression of thanks to Mrs. Scott Evans, whose singing was really beautiful. Nor will anyone deny that a great measure of the success of the evening was due to the organization of Mr. Lees, who on this occasion was seen and not heard. The proceeds of the concert amounted to about £100. It has been found impossible before going to press to estimate precisely the amount raised for the fund, but it is believed that the total will be found to be somewhere between £1,500 to £2,000. The Gymkhana. The program of events for the Gymkhana was the potato race on horseback, the first heat of the tug war by the West African Frontier Force Marine. Number 3 was a flat race open to all horses and ponies, catch weights and 6 furlongs. Pole jump open to schoolboys, parade of decorated motor cars, a cycle race open to all, the second heat of the tug war, police versus... the first heat of the tug war was the West African Frontier Force versus the Marine, and the second heat of the tug war is the police versus Messrs. Fairly Schoolboys. The chicken race, polo scurry open to all bona fide polo ponies, 2 furlongs, catch weight, the final tug of war. The judges were H.H.A.R. Pennington, His Honor A.R. Pennington, A.S. Cooper Esquire, J. Somerville Esquire, and the judges for the motor cars, Mrs. Cameron, Captain Johnson, and Mr. Buchan. Starters, Captain Simpson, and Captain Hadley. The following gentlemen generously gave prizes: Mr. Little, Mr. Penn, Mr. Pemberton, Mr. Lucas, Mr. Cowell, Mr. Sharp. By kind permission of Mr. Heard and the officers of the 4th Battalion of the West African Frontier Force, the band was in attendance. Program of music included March, Lorraine, Gun, Waltz, Passing of Salome, Joy Selection, Hallo Ragtime, Hish, Two-Step, The Knots March, Fink, Scotch Patrol, Dewey McGregor, Amherst One-Step, Dreams of Ragtime. The grand concert in the evening, the first part was Nigeria's Call, Aster Glee Club, Glee, Memory, the Aster Glee Club song, The Trumpeter, Mr. W.K. Duncombe's song, Drake Goes West, Mr. T. Howard, the song Nirvana, Mrs. Scott Evans, the song The Gabby Glide, Mr. Willie N. Marsh, the song The Deathless Army, Mr. Fairman, Glee, Glorious Old Son, the Aster Glee Club. The second part of the grand concert was a pianoforte solo, Vals Militaire, Mr. Roberts' song Row, 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 Mr. E. Norman Coker's song My Ain Folk, Mrs. Scott Evans' recitation, The Green Eye of the Yellow Gob, Mr. G. F. Sharp's song My Old My old shackle, Mr. Styles, Glee, Sleep My Lady Sleep, the Aster Glee Club, God Save the King. And moving on to the last event of our day across Nigeria was from Warri. A grand regatta and races were held on Thursday in connection with the above. The following was the program of events: a gig race, the first prize £1.10, second prize £12, entrance fee was £10. Chief's canoe race, no limit to member of paddlers. First prize £4, second prize £2, entrance fee was £10 each canoe. Mammy canoe race, 5 paddlers, first prize £1.01, second prize £10.06, entrance fee £1. Greasy pole, prize leg of ham, entrance fee £3. Canoe race for man, 1 paddler only, first prize £15, second prize £5, entrance fee £6. Swimming race, first prize £1, second prize £10, third prize £5, entrance fee was £6. Bicycle race, first prize £1, second prize £10, third prize £5, entrance fee £1. The courses for the above were as follows. Gig and Chiefs canoe races started from opposite Alders Town Market and finished at the European Club. Mammy and one man canoe races started from opposite the Slaughterhouse and finished at the club. Swimming race started opposite the Police Commissioner's Bungalow and finished at the club. Greasy polo competition took place at the club wharf. Cycle race was run from Ogbe Ijo along Main Road to Telegraph Office. The starters for all events were Messrs. Harding and Turpin. The judges for events were Mr. Stubbs, Dr. Hungerford, and Mrs. Rawls, Erwin. Mrs. Rawls, Erwin, Ball, and Borland. All monies collected as entrance fees were given to the Red Cross Society for the relief of wounded sailors and soldiers. The following was the program of the concert. Part 1, National Anthem, Artist, Audience, Songs, Song, Jack's, The Boys, Mr. J.H. Holdbrook, The Song, Bay of Biscay, Mr. J.A. Datsin, Recitation, Job Browning on Rubinstein's Piano, Mr. Morford's Song, The Grasp of an English Hand, Miss Mary Horton's Song, England Dining, Mr. J.A. Harding's Song, Hooligan's Meal, Mr. G.C. Blanksing, Glee Special, The Red Cross Warri Glee Party's Song, Asleep in the Deep, Mr. V.B. Irwin, Duet, Papa My Darling, Miss Alice Raphael and Mrs. Spencer. Song Down the Golden Stream, Mr. Amonu, Mr. Harris at the Piano. Part 2, Song I'm Not, Mr. J.H. Holdbrook. Song Somewhere, Mr. W.B. Irwin. Song Britannia, The Pride of the Ocean, Miss Alice Raphael. Song Green Isle of Irwin, Mr. J.A. Harden. Song Money, Mr. G.S. Blanksing, Duet One and One, Mrs. Datsin and Amonun. Sketch Lawsuits, Mr. Spencer and Party, Mr. Harris at the Piano, Glee Special, Nigerian Call to Arms by Warri Glee Party. Accompanies, Mrs. F.S. Allen and C.A.A. Barnes. And that's it from our day event, which was held across Abeokuta, Lagos, and Warri on the 21st of October, 1915, for contributions to the fund of the Red Cross Society for Wounded Soldiers and Sailors as well. And that's it, guys. We'll see you next month in November. Don't forget to stay safe. On Instagram at the Facade Nigeria, TheFacadeNigeria. See you guys when next we see you. Don't forget to share our podcast with family and friends. Also, turn on post notifications for our podcast and also on Instagram as well. Cheers.